Hi there, it's Jeff here from The Jeff Show with Jason Bryant, and we need your help. When you're done listening to the show, jump over to thejeffshowpodcast.com and take our little survey. The link is right on the main page, and it's your chance to tell us what you love or what you don't love about the podcast. And be sure to be totally honest with us. We can take it. The best part? It's only going to take a few minutes to do. In the meantime, thanks for checking out The Jeff Show with Jason Bryant. Jeff Show with Jason Bryant. And welcome to it, the Friday edition of The Jeff Show with Jason Bryant, online at thejeffshowpodcast.com. My name is Jeff Walker. Thank you so much for jumping on and joining me here today for the show. This would normally be the time when I would say, hello, good sir, and Jason Bryant would pop on and say, hey, how you doing? Today, that is not happening. Jay is off once again today, which means you got me flying solo for a show that is guaranteed to be just I don't even know. As good old JR would have said in the old days of the WWF, good old slobber knocker, knocked down, dragged out kind of show. I have got so much stuff to talk about today. It is ridiculous. I'm going to try to keep it as tight as possible because when it's just me doing the show, I'll freely admit it's not nearly as exciting because you're essentially listening to me talk to myself for however long I happen to go on during the show. And listening to someone talking to themselves is not always all that exciting. Now, there are people who may disagree with some of the big names in podcasters and broadcasters out there. Folks like Rush Limbaugh, Tom Likas, those guys spend a lot of time talking to themselves. And they seem to do okay. So who knows? Maybe I'll be able to do all right by myself for, you know, 45 minutes or an hour here on my own. It's going to be an interesting weekend for me because I get to play Bachelor this weekend. Not like the crappy reality show Bachelor where I'm going to have a bunch of women giving me roses, although that would be cool. No, my wife is actually gone for the weekend. She is taken off this weekend off for some family events. So what that means is, again, I get to play Bachelor. She's gone till Sunday. For me, it's going to be a weekend of pants-free PlayStation 4, probably a whole lot of pizza and various cheese and cream-related types of foods. The reason for that, my wife is, maybe this is a case of TMI, she's lactose intolerant. So when she's around, I don't get to eat a lot of that stuff. It's not that I couldn't. She says, you know, go ahead, order that stuff if you want. But I feel bad because if I'm sitting there mowing down on a pizza in front of her and she can't have that, it feels rude, right? It feels mean. And we've gotten into the habit of buying a lot of lactose-free stuff around the house. We have lactose-free milk, or as I like to call it, filk, as in fake milk. We've got lactose-free cheese, or again, as I like to call it, fees. Because it's fake cheese. And we've tried cooking with some of that stuff. But the one thing that we seem to have learned is that cooking with lactose-free items, not as good. Lactose-free cheese to cook with is just terrible. We tried making a pizza one night. We had it in our heads. We were going to make this pizza and it was going to be so good. And so we found the lactose-free cheese. Now, they don't have, at least what we've been able to find, lactose-free mozzarella. So we used a lactose-free marble cheese, which you'd think would be just fine. No, not so much. Lactose-free cheese doesn't melt the same. It just kind of separates. I don't even know how else to describe it other than to say it separates. It's bleh. That's really, that's the only way I could think of to describe it is bleh. And it just kind of, it gets really liquidy and it has a weird aftertaste. We made this pizza and we were so excited. And, you know, they say there's no such thing as bad pizza. It's just varying degrees of good. This was bad pizza. This was so bad we couldn't even eat it cold the next day. That's how terrible this pizza was. So again, I'm going to be spending the weekend eating a lot of stuff that I can't normally eat or won't normally eat when she's around, whether it's pizza, whether it's pasta with Alfredo type sauce, whether it's, you know, all that kind of stuff. Anyways, that's going to be my weekend. I'm kind of looking forward to it. I want to share, before I get into the serious stuff, I want to share a little story, a little thing that happened to me yesterday. So as longtime listeners of the podcast might know, there was a time when I was unemployed. About a year ago, I was relieved of my duties as the music director and afternoon drive host at a radio station here in Calgary. And after that happened, I applied for employment insurance here in Canada, EI, as they call it. In the U.S., it's called various things. I think it may be called unemployment insurance, things like that. Anyway, applied to go on the old pokey. Now, part of that deal is that you have to subscribe to an email service that will send you emails to let you know when there's jobs in your chosen field. So I had done that, signed up for that. And until recently, I was still receiving those emails. Now, I haven't been unemployed or receiving unemployment insurance or employment insurance since like June. So it's been, you know, almost 6 months. And so the other day I realized this thing and I thought, God, I should really unsubscribe from this email. So at the bottom of the email, there's an unsubscribe link. So I click on the unsubscribe link, sends me to a website, says click here to unsubscribe, as most of them will do. Click on the unsubscribe, sends me an email to confirm that I am unsubscribing. Need to click on that. Clicked on that, unsubscribed officially, successfully. Shortly thereafter, received an email to tell me that I had been successfully unsubscribed. And as I'm looking at this whole situation, I'm thinking, this is to me the most hilarious thing in the history of ever. Only would a government website send you an email to confirm that you want to stop receiving emails and then send you another email to confirm that you've unsubscribed and will stop receiving emails. It just cracked me up when I saw that. I thought, this can only be a government-run website. Jay and I have talked about the government-run websites in the past before, and I know, like, we've had issues. We've both had issues with trying to access the website from in various degrees and varying degrees and the hoops that you have to go through. If you want to receive, for example, Revenue Canada, or Canada Revenue Agency, CRA, as it's called here, if you want to receive an account, set up an account in order to do stuff online, you actually have to wait for them to mail you something. Again, thank you, government-run agencies. It just cracks me right up. Anyways, lots of stuff to talk about on the show today. Lots of serious things to talk about. And I don't necessarily like to drag down the show with serious things. But based on what's been going on in the world as of late, I think it's only responsible, it's only important that we do talk about some serious stuff. And this is one that may, I don't want to say get me in trouble, but it very well might get me in trouble. It may piss off a lot of people. I want to talk about guns. And as a Canadian, I don't know where my rights stand when it comes to talking about guns. Guns seem to be an American thing. America, as they like to say. The right to bear arms. That's an actual amendment in the Constitution, is that it is your God-given constitutional right to own a firearm. Fine. You want to have that right? That's absolutely fine by me. You go ahead. You have that right to own a firearm. So be it. But do you really need to own an assault weapon? An automatic machine gun? Armor-piercing bullets? Guns capable of bringing down fighter jets and stopping tanks? Probably not. Now, I bring this discussion up in the light of yet two more mass shootings in the United States. So, this is a frightening statistic that I want to bring up. This is according to a mass shooting tracker, as they call it. It's maintained by a subreddit group called called Guns Are Cool. And their statistics, their database for a definition of mass shooting is as follows. A mass shooting is an incident in which four or more people, including the gunman or gun person, are killed or injured by gunfire. There have been in the U.S. in 2015.